Enjoyed their day off if they had one. So Martin had asked a few days ago when we're going to get back to Megillah. So the answer is tomorrow. We're just finishing off the section of Ein Bains. So the Mishnah says Ein Bains Svarim, when it comes to Sifrei Tanakh, Tefillin and Mezuzos Alasha Svarim, Dechtavim Bechol Lashon. You never saw this in practice, but theoretically, when it comes to Sifrei Tanakh, Tarnavim and Miksubim, you could write them in Portuguese, you could write it in Spanish, but Tefillin and Mezuzos and Nechtavim Alashuris, they have to be written in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew. The reason that Tefillin and Mezuzah are different is the Pasuk says, by Tefillin, V'hayu hadvarim ha'ila sh'ranochim etzav chayom ala v'vechad, and the Kriya Shema goes immediately into Tefillin and Mezuzah. So the Gemara says, V'hayu b'avayasin yehiyu, the way that it appears in the Torah originally. So Rabbi Shingam Liel disagrees. He says, Af b'svarim, even when it comes to Sifrei Tanakh, lo hetiru sheyichtivu ala yavanis. There's a special heter to write them in ancient Greek. We don't really have that anymore as a practical measure, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, Yaft Elokim Liefes V'yishkon Be'ole Shem. Yaf Yuso Shal Yefes Be'ol Shal Shem. That theoretically, you could have Sefer Torah, you could have Nevi'im and Ksuvim that were written in ancient Greek, because there's a special Xeris Akas, a special Pasuk in the Torah, and it says the Greek language is a very beautiful language, and that can find its place in the Ohel Shal Shem. In practical terms, you probably never saw this, because we don't have that same Yavanis anymore. Okay, so there was, we know that originally the Kohanim Gedolim were all Nimshach. They were all anointed a special Shemen HaMishcha that we'll read about how it was composed a few weeks ago in Parshas Kisisa. So that special Shemen HaMishcha that was produced by Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden during the period of Bayis Rishon, towards the end of that period, by the righteous king Yoshiyahu. And from that point on, we refer to all the Kohanim Gedolim as merely Meruba Begadim, that they had eight Begadim instead of the regular four. So the question is there any difference in halachic status? So the Mishnah says, Ein bin Kohen Mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha, the Kohanim Gedolim that served from the days of Aaron a Kohen all the way down to Yoshiyahu, l'meruba begadim, to the Kohen Gadol, who simply served after that point in time, the rest of Bayis Rishon, the entire period of Bayis Sheni, Ela par habal kol ha-mitzvah. So the Pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra that sometimes the Kohen Gadol can make a mistake, just like the Sanhedrin can make a mistake, and there's something called par helam davar shel tzibor. So the Kohen Gadol can make a mistake, and it could be in a serious area. Theoretically, it's something that if you did it on purpose, the davar shechiyuvo kares. So the Pasuk says, im ha-kohena mashiach yechta la-ashmas ha'am. If the Kohen Gadol will make a mistake in one of these areas, it calls him the Kohen ha-mashiach. So you see that there's a din in the Shemen HaMishcha, he has to be anointed. So the Mishnah is explaining that if you don't have the Shemen HaMishcha, yeah, you have a full status of a Kohen Gadol, but you wouldn't be obligated to offer this korban again if the Kohen Gadol had made such a mistake, if he gave a heter, let's say, to do something again, where there was an Isser Kares. Ein ben Kohen Mishamish, the Kohen She'avar, lapar yom ha-kipurim, v'asiris ha'efa. So we know that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to have a mum. If a Kohen Gadol would somehow get temporarily injured, he'd have a replacement. There'd be a pinch hitter as a Kohen. And then when he got healed, so the original Kohen Gadol would come back. That's called the Kohen Mishamish. And then what happens to the pinch hitter? So the pinch hitter, he can't go back to being a regular Kohen anymore, because there's a halacha malim bakodesh v'lo moridin. So he goes on to pension, basically. So the halacha is he still has to maintain the yisurim of being a Kohen. So, for example, he's not allowed to marry an almana even. So he has all the chumras of being the Kohen Gadol, but he doesn't actually get to function the Kohen Gadol, and he can't be the one that offers the par on Yom Kippur and the minchas chavit and the asiras ha'efa. So when there was a permanent home for the Mishkan, you weren't allowed to have private korbanos. But there were periods in Jewish history where the Mishkan wasn't really in a permanent place. So, for example, when the Jewish people first crossed over the Jordan River, there was a 14-year period where the Mishkan was in Gilgal. Then it went to Shiloh for 369 years. During the period of Shiloh, that was considered permanent. So those 369 years, you weren't allowed to offer a private korban altogether. Then Shiloh was destroyed. And then the Mishkan was in Nov and Givon for 57 years. Then you could have private korbanos. Then it finally came to Yerushalayim. And once it came to Yerushalayim, there was no more license to offer private korbanos. So the Mishnah says, Ein bein bama gedola. Bama gedola is like Nov and Givon, like we spoke about. Lebama katana, that could be a private mizbeach that you had in your backyard when such things were permissible. Ala psachim. The korban pesach is really a korban that has to be offered in a very tzibori kind of way, in a public kind of a way. That's the nature of korban pesach. That's how the Jewish people were formed to begin with. The pasuk says, "Lo suchal lizbeach as a pasach be'achad sherecha sher Hashem bokeach hanosi lach." Zehaklal kol shu nidav v'nidav kariv v'bama v'chol shenu lo nidav v'lo nidav eno kariv v'bama. The halacha is that not only the karbanos atzibur are not allowed to offer in your backyard mizbeach when such a thing was permitted, but it has to be something which is a neder nidava. Any obligatory karban could not be brought on a private mizbeach. So he mentioned Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Those were the two places that were considered permanent. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, and certainly when the Beis HaMikdash was built, there was never a heter to offer a private korban in your backyard. So the Mishnah says, "Ein bin Shiloh Yerushalayim, al shebeshiloh ochlin kachim kalim meiser shedim bechol aroa, Yerushalayim liftim min achoma." So the 369 years that the Mishkan was in Shiloh, so the question is, a person brings a korban shlamim, what's the gvul, what's the mechitza within which they're allowed to eat it? We know in Yerushalayim it's easy, there are walls, you have to eat it within the walls of the city. So the halacha is bechol haroa. As long as you can see the Mishkan. So this is an amazing thing, but recent archaeological studies have demonstrated this, because recent archaeological studies have found all of the kelim, all of the clay kachim, bechol haroa, the ancient site of Shiloh. That's part of how they figured out where the Mishkan used to be. So that was one of the differences. V'chan v'chan, kachay kadashim lechal and lifnim min akilayim, that kachay kadashim, the chatas and the asham, and the zivchei shalmei tzibor, those can only be eaten in the context of the klayim. They can only be eaten within the curtains of the Mishkan itself. And kedusha shilo yesha chareo hater, that after Shilo was destroyed, after 369 years, you could have a private mizbeach. But kedusha Yerushalayim ina chareo hater. But kedusha Yerushalayim, once we came to Yerushalayim, there's no such thing as a private korban anymore. That's why it was such a big deal when Eliyahu took the Jewish people to Har HaKarmel and he offered a korban out to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we call a Hora Hashav. But you're not allowed to do that, because the pasuk says, Ki lo vatem ad ata el ha-menucha ve-el ha-nachal. It splits it up. Menucha is Shilo, Anachal is Yerushalayim. Why don't you just say a menucha ve-anachal? Why do you have el ha-menucha ve-el ha-nachal? I have to tell you that there was a break in between of 57 years where you could have private korbanos. In any event, I'll conclude just a humorous note. So when we had the wine sale pre-Pesach, I think it was 2 years ago already, so the vintners came from all over Israel, the leading wineries in Israel, and so they came from Shiloh, where they have a winery right now. So we were talking about this Gemara, and the fellow told me that he was so appreciative that he was able to showcase his wine here. He says that when Mashiach comes, Mashiach is referred to in the Chumash as Shiloh. The pasuk says, "Lo yaser shevet mi Yehuda mechokek mi bein raglav ad ki avo Shiloh velo yikasamim." So Shiloh is a code name for Mashiach. We were talking about that also. So he says, when Mashiach comes, I'm going to get a free case of wine from Shiloh. Okay, he promised me that, so I said I'd hold him to it. So I'm telling you all, you can all be edim on this promise that I'll share it with all of you. Don't worry, I don't think I'm not a big wine drinker, but he promised me a full case of wine. Bias Goel Tzedek, that I will get from Shiloh, from the winery there.